Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For baseball season on Moneyline.
Whoa. That can't be. We can't have that.
With Donnie Baseball Right Side.
If it's good times now, obviously with all the changes to Major League Baseball, as I like to put them, every single one of them better than the next, you're going to get the same amount, if not more scoring and more action all at once in a shorter, condensed time frame. It would be like me coming on and going, yo, Kevin, you know what makes a football game better? Put in 17 more commercial breaks. I love the breathing of the game, Kevin.
And Kevin K. Master Walsh.
This morning got me ready. This look, going into yesterday, doing research, giving out the pick six for people, giving out World Series previews and predictions. I felt that energy this morning. You know whose idea was putting like a massive behind the scoreboard clock? That's one of the worst ideas of all time. You don't want anybody thinking about the pitch clock.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Let's get after it here on a Thursday. Sports Grid Radio. No better place to be than right now. 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. It's time to hit it. Donnie Right Side. It is Kevin Walsh. We're ready to go. NBA action. Another triple header tonight. Now, having said that, Kevin, is it really a triple header if most people don't actually get to see the second two games? Is it?
Yeah, here is the, I think, appropriate beef that needs to be had.
Yeah.
And it's that you're going with the two late West games here. Just so the Suns and the Clippers are now playing their third game before both New York and Cleveland, as well as Boston and Atlanta. And those two series debuted on Saturday. I never understand why they do this. I never understand it. Phoenix and LA are traveling as well. Like, if you want to just do a two-game slate today, then just do a two-game slate. It doesn't make any sense. The balance is completely off. I just feel like if you're going to stick one of the other games on an NBA TV, you want it to be during the East Coast time slot because it's significantly more visible.
It is. Like, I always thought the goal would be, hey, you know what? Let's get out here and let as many people watch these games as possible. But, again, the schedule, and granted, sometimes you're putting the home team in a little bit of a quandary, right? Well, we usually have these games at 7 o'clock. Hey, look, bump it up 1 hour. Bump it up an hour and a half. Look, these fans are going to come anyway. It's always my thought process, Kevin. Major League Baseball, when you get to the playoffs, you know what they do in round one, right? They're going to put a lot of afternoon baseball on. Do you watch a game and it looks like it's Tampa Bay and nobody, like 30 people? No, it's completely sold out. People will make amends. If you are at work or if you have a job or you're going to school, whatever it would be, and in a week and a half they go, hey, by the way, playoff tickets came in, awesome. When's the first game? Look, it's 7:15 as opposed to 6:15, or excuse me, 7:15 as opposed to 8:15 or 9:15. Or even if you go in reverse, like, hey, by the way, that first playoff game is 5 o'clock. Yeah, I'm eating that, man. $1,000, yeah, I'll throw that right down the trash. I can't make it. You'll be in those seats, and so will everybody else. You know?
Yeah, and again, I know the answer is going to be, well, hold on. Like, they have two West games, but that's why I led with the scheduling.
Doesn't have to be that way. Yeah.
They're giving the Clippers and the Suns, which, by the way, You want to, you know, to bring this back to kind of the landscape here, what a disadvantage for both of these teams that they're just getting no rest, Donnie, during any of their games. These top guys are all playing 40-plus minutes here. I mean, they're going through wars on a nightly basis. I'll say this at least, though. All of the NBA bias, rigged favoritism stuff, we got to kick that out the window right now. They have Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard playing on NBA TV tonight. Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard are playing on NBA TV tonight. I mean, that's just what it is. Like, look, every Sixers Nets game could be on NBA TV. Every Celtics Hawks game could be on NBA. Mm-hmm. The Eastern Conference, essentially, you could throw over on NBA TV and most people wouldn't complain. Minnesota and Denver haven't even had to play an NBA TV game yet. So, but again, that also just feels like very bad business, doesn't it, Don? Like, why are you putting the Suns and the Clippers? But this schedule isn't announced. Like, oh, it's ahead of time. The 4 or 5 had to go here. They don't announce anything until the rest of the stuff is set.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong. The reason why we have the extended first round is because they want to put every single game where everybody can watch it as a standalone, and now we're getting caught up in basically side-by-side games. Late, not even early ones. Kevin's like, hey, by the way, I know there's two East Coast games. We're going to go at 7 o'clock on both of these. Nobody would have an issue with that. But the fact of the matter, it's a 10 o'clock games is hilarious.
I might have just... I was just about to give them an out, and then it's going to... Never mind. So I was about to give them an out.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, oh, well, the Lakers and the Clippers are both playing, so that's why you got to go with weird scheduling. Nope, doesn't even apply. It doesn't even apply because the Lakers aren't playing on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any... Look, again, you're totally right here. I think the NBA schedule has been difficult. I think the worst thing, again, still, that Sunday schedule that they started off with or the second day of it was really crazy. We're aware there's going to be West Coast games here, but this is just, man, again, this is just tough. It's a tough look. It's an unnecessary look, too.
By the way, great tweet here by Fran Fraschilla. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Sabonis just picked up his second foul walking through the lobby of the Kings Hotel this morning. Seriously, Warriors, they're not losing game 3 tonight with or without Draymond. It's the way it feels where if you are... Now, we have the conspiracy the other way. Oh, they're just... They don't want the Warriors, Steph, maybe the most popular player in the league, to even advance in the playoffs. They would rather have a small market Kings team get in, which is really funny. And now you'll see what it's about tonight when the Warriors are going to wipe the Kings up, I do believe. And then we'll get back to business there in that series. But a lot of fun, a lot of stuff to talk about. It's Moneyline. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big budgets, big tickets, big games tonight. We're all ready. Now, Major League Baseball does have a smaller slate tonight. 1:35 start, Kevin, so about 20 minutes. Kenta Maeda going up against, I believe it's Tim Hulk? I don't even know his first name, just T. Forget what it is. I want to say Tim, though, for some reason. -120 price. Not all that interested in that game. There are some shots a little bit later today. 7:40, 9:40, and 9:45. What's that?
His name's Tanner.
Tanner Houck, there you go. Yeah, so T, we were close enough. Can be anything. Timothy, Tim, Tanner.
Just here. So I went and did a double check, but I know his first name.
Yeah.
But I'm so bad with pronunciations.
Yeah.
That last name, you probably just said it correct, but and we don't need to get into it. But that's just certainly not what I've called him throughout my time.
Wow, what a hook! What did you call him?
Honestly, I don't. How do you say it?
Houck, right?
I don't know. I just feel like it was just... I think I would just say Huck. Like, I don't... So I just went and did a double check there. Maybe it's Houck. Huck.
Could be. Yeah. We'll have to get to the bet. Maybe some internet sleuths out there can get down with that and find out for us here to see what it is. By the way, Phillies, I do think, got a decent game for some hitting. So the later games, more of my appetite than the early games, which yesterday, Kate, we had 11 games on, I think, before 4:10 p.m. Eastern. So it was a smorgasbord in the afternoon, a lot of fun there. But I think we're really focused here on the NBA overall. But before we get to the NBA overall, right, and start breaking down some games, news comes out, and sometimes you shed a little tear. You pour a little out for the homies, right? Madison Bumgarner. Gone from the D-backs. I mean, I remember, and most people probably do, He was one of the dominant pitchers in Major League Baseball for a good stretch. One of the horses for the Giants that when he was on the mound, he was going to dominate you. And if you did anything that he didn't like, probably beat you up after the game. Like, he was that guy. But he still stares you down and still tells you you're doing things wrong. But now he's getting lit up. Now, this is interesting to me, Kevin, because the Diamondbacks as a franchise, you know, on the low rung right now. They actually have a decent ball club this year, playing well early. I like this out of the D-backs because it wasn't like, well, we picked up Bumgarner last year for $1 million as a look-see this year, and it's just not working out. But they're eating $35 million to tell him goodbye. I like that out of the Diamondbacks. Good for them.
Yeah, it shows a level of seriousness, right? Not a clue. Not a clue. Geez. No idea. truly, not on my best day. But it's one of those, look, I think you're right in that it shows seriousness out of Arizona. Mad Bum's the kind of guy that's going to get, like, bounced around, picked up on some other teams. I highly doubt he's had his last start as a big leaguer. Worst case scenario, the Giants pick him up as, like, a ceremonial, all right, you can come and throw, like, a couple final games here, kind of go off on your last.
A's should get him, yeah.
But don't you feel, and so, I mean, certainly you'll have a better Rolodex than I would in this, but, you know, when we get to the NBA, like, playoff Jimmy, right? Jimmy Butler. Where yeah. It's very, like, yeah, Jimmy Butler maybe is the 27th best player during a regular season, but he's the 12th best player during the playoffs, or however you want to phrase
what?
It there.
Yes.
When you get to baseball, what's wrong, JP? Am I too high or too low?
I don't know. What's he doing behind the scenes here?
Is he talking about this accidentally?
I think he's crushing your take right there, too, which I think is pretty impressive.
But I like that.
Wait a second.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That was good. Now, did you sit there? So he spoke, let us go for another 2 minutes, then got in again, and we're like, what's JP doing? To no answer. They might have hijacked the show, but there we go. The Consig is on with us the afternoons here. How about that sneak in? That was actually pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, first of all. Great to hear your voices. Great to hear your voices. So many things happening.
Yeah.
Questions. We got nothing but questions.
Go ahead.
First of all, Dylan Brooks, Lakers. Wow. That's a whole nother thing. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm. Love him. Uh-huh. Love him. Yeah.
But I saw Donnie's tweet, and he said, pour one out for Mad Bum.
Yes. I mean, come on.
And I said, I have to talk to the boys today.
Yeah.
Because we were on team totals against them every time.
Oh, man.
I mean, this was a really good thing betting content-wise and bankroll-wise. And it's come to an end. And now you're going to say, just push them to the A's? I mean, you know the A's are coming to Vegas. We're getting a baseball team, apparently. I don't know. I think they're still leveraging. I think it's all nonsense. But I just couldn't wait to chime in. And, you know, the kids said, just go in. They'll make room for you. So happy to be here, not hijacking the show.
K-Dub. I love it.
Just had to say hello.
Now, here's the good part, Dave, about Mad Bum, right? Now, let's go back to your handicapping slash, you know, you're in the sports book days and running the show. Yeah. Now, these are the days that you plan maintenance on the app when Mad Bum's on the mound because, like, look, we don't want any of this. Like, you know, it's going to be down, you know, until 10 p.m. when that game gets over, and then we're going to open it back up.
Some books may have pulled that move in the past. Yes, there's no question. Nobody wants to take those because it's all one-sided.
Man.
If anybody's betting on them, I mean, they can save their money now. But yeah, Donnie, it's a bummer of a day. It's a sad day to start for those situations. But the books are okay with it. You're right. The books are like, we can avoid that nonsense every 5 days. That's great.
My goodness. By the way, Dave, suspensions out here, right? Got a couple of them going around. One, you know, the good one here, Max Scherzer. The other one, Draymond Green. I just need some quick thoughts on both. Agree with both, disagree with both. Give me some options here. What do we got?
Listen, first of all, Maxie was, you know, apparently it was just rosin and sweat.
Cheater.
I mean, it's rosin and sweat. That's what he keeps saying. It's rosin and sweat.
I saw a syringe coming out of his glove, Dave, but that's another thing. That's what my timeline says.
You can check the timelines for a lot of things right now. I don't know. But I know that the PA announcer there coming in with
what
song was that? That was "Here We Go Again" by Portrait. I mean, we got to find JP, find that song, put that in, to go into a break, because "Here We Go Again" with the suspensions, Draymond. That's all it is. "Here We Go Again." He got suspended because of the past transgressions, not because of getting his leg pulled and him kind of. Was that a wrestling move, K Dub? What he did there? It was like a
He's working the leg, K Dub. He's working.
Yeah, here's the problem.
I'll take the leg tonight.
Sabonis went into business for himself, so Draymond had to start shooting off him there. He was working a little stiff, Daddy. That's sometimes how that goes there. Yeah, look, I mean, yes, the Draymond's past mattered, but also the moment mattered. It's never great when you. I got to be honest with you, Dave. I mean, because you know when it comes to takes, mine are always 10 times better than Donnie. But Donnie really did it this morning. He broke down an analogy trying to walk around children and dogs in the house to what Draymond did. I can't advise you and everybody else to basically, unless Donnie wants to give the people a taste now. One of the best analogies I've ever heard.
Dave, here's basically what it was in a nutshell. You're at home right now, you know, walking around Vegas. You know, the kids are on the floor just watching some TV. Maybe they got the iPad out. They're just being kids, like reading something, a magazine on the floor. You walk into the, you know, family room. You're ready to sit down. You stumble over your daughter, Dave. Your first instinct before looking down is to curb stomp whatever just tripped you? Or is it like, hey, I think that might be one of my kids on the floor here. Maybe I'll try to avoid and just fall down softly. Do you see what I mean?
When you're at a certain age, your whole goal becomes to stay upright.
Yes. Okay?
So whatever you need to do upright.
Dave, you're saying curb stomp the kids at home.
I'm saying stay upright.
We're getting what you're saying.
You guys have seen the video. Okay? You've seen the video of me going down. It's not easy getting up. So whatever you got to do to stay upright, you got to stay up.
Man,
you coming? All right,
this is good. All right, you know what? I think you just moved up a couple notches, Dave, in my book. To be honest,
you
got to
stay up. Hey, K Dub going down. K Dub, you go down, you're gonna get hurt. You got to stay up.
No, no, no. If I go down, whatever's underneath me is gonna get hurt.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, over at Kinsig's house right now, it's basically like, why is that dog screaming? Well, I almost fell. I had to stomp the dog out, man, before I fell down. It's just the way it is. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back out of here on a Thursday afternoon right here on the grid. SiriusXM Channel 159. It's Donnie and Kevin. Special guest on a Thursday. It's like a wrestling match, K-Dub. Like, you know, you never know who's going to come out from behind the curtain. It's like, oh, my God, it's Dave Sharapan. The sports conciliary is here with us. By the way, the draft, Dave, in 1 week. Bryce Young minus 1,200 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Mm-hmm. Case closed? Done deal?
Done.
Is that it? It's over?
Done deal.
All right.
It's over. There's nothing else to discuss. That would be the biggest upset ever right now in draft betting if he's not drafted first. Right?
I mean, there's so much time in, like, the draft world where it'll move. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying – like, we will, in a week from today, Dave, that'll either be minus 2,500 or it'll be like, uh-oh. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be 1,200 staggering.
Why is it only 1,600 now? Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, but, oh, no, it's down to 600 here. Did I get a bad number? Minus 600? Like, what's the deal?
Yes.
I don't know.
It is coming.
It's a wrap.
So there was it used to be in the past too. The one interesting thing now is you have the slotted draft picks. Like it wasn't too long ago. Like some of the young kids watching the draft think it was always this way. We would know because teams would reach out to like the top three picks and be like, "Well, who can we actually sign?" And then they would all fall in line like days before the draft. Hey, this guy's going to go to the Eagles. This guy's going to the Lions. This guy's going to the Rams because you had to work out a deal with those hundreds of millions of dollars up front, which you don't have now. It'll still be fun. Dave, one more question here on the draft, too.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs, over 1.5. I believe the over is like plus 350. Now, for the first time in a long time, there are two legitimate running backs that could go in round number one. Most people say, like, no, like, we're not getting two running backs. Maybe one, and it should be Bijan. What is that market like at this point where somebody could sneak into, you know, the 30th pick or the 29th pick, or just taking a running back is just, you can't do it anymore because it's priced as if it should not happen at all?
Yes. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I am keeping an eye on the NFL draft as much as you are keeping an eye on hockey.
Whoa!
I like so now. This is a take I can agree. Go, let's go and rip it.
I am overwhelmingly bored with the draft. I always have been, and I mean, betting on the draft much of a snooze fest for me.
Oh, and this is good.
And taking the bets on it was the worst thing I've ever done in a sports book. I'd rather take ping pong bets. I'd rather take golf bets. I'd rather take NASCAR bets. Anything but NFL draft bets. So, to be perfectly honest with you, that's how much I am immersed in the markets and the positions, and the first guy to get picked that's a cornerback, the first, how many guys in a big 10 are going to get picked. Just wake me up when it's over, please.
JP, clip that. I mean, clip, that was one of the best takes I've ever heard on this on the Sports Grid Network, K-Dub, by far.
I'm trying to think about the angle at which I want to defend this, right?
Okay.
And make sure it's a 45-degree angle or a 90-degree angle. Like, get it right.
I don't want to
get
like,
that lob wedge out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to be a rhombus when I'm giving this.
Or a parallelogram.
It's always a big danger. Listen, we cancel shows if people are parallelograms around here if it has to be done. Dave kind of hit on the idea of being in the room. And that's, I guess, where my counter would be. Now, DRS, you simply, and I know this, don't have the time or the patience to care enough to try and beat numbers and when it comes to the NFL.
And as people that are listening, they listen to us. I am a monster NFL guy. I love the NFL. And it almost doesn't make sense that I don't care about the draft. Like, by the way, K-Dub, I go on Tuesday nights there on Game Time Decision. I talk to Gabe. He loves the draft, but he gets a kick out of it. He's like, hey, you excited for the draft? I said, yeah, the Eagles will draft 10th, and I'll go to bed. And that's the end of the draft for me for a couple days, you know?
Thank you.
Which I can understand, but the betting the draft is very, very unique.
It is.
That it is. It would be as if tonight Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted, look, all I'm saying is I'm hearing the score tonight is 123-101 Golden State. And you'd be like, should we lay the six? Should we bet under? And like, now, the absolute beauty of what we do is, Woj would tweet that and people would be like, man, I don't care. I like over tonight. This thing's going to be
correct. Yes.
Okay, which is the best. But last year, and it was kind of interesting, but it was in between day one and day two. But essentially, Schefter tweeted out in like an hour gap. He was like, man, the Bucs are, I mean, they can't stop looking at all the D-tackles. Oh, by the way, this kid Hall is their favorite D-tackle on the board. And it was just odds to be the 33rd pick and the position that the Bucs were going to pick. And that is kind of where the book's going to probably be a little more vulnerable. Round one, you're on your toes, but we're all getting the same alerts to our phone. But I'll tell you, for me, I was able to make decent money off of that singular bet because, again, Schefter's essentially tweeting out final scores. There is something about the draft, though, that, like, we do bad beats a lot, right? Whatever, you lose a thing by a point and a half, whatever it might be. It is pretty tough, though, if someone tweets out the final score, you bet that, and then he's wrong. And that's always the issue that I have with the draft, where I can never go full gas. Like, I can't, like, that. The bet I made last year on the 33rd overall pick, I mean, I should have responsibly bet every dollar to my name. But I didn't do that because it's still like, look, I don't actually know. So it's a really unique balance there of information.
It is a really unique balance. And trying to book it and make sense of it while it's happening in real time, weeks before, days before, it's an absolute nightmare, K-Dub.
But are you
working
numbers, Dave, off of bets? Or, like, are you guys having to re-mock drafts yourselves? Do you know what I'm saying?
You're moving bets off of your show. If you say you heard something, and I respect your opinion,
yep, I got
I'll move a number.
Yeah.
I'll move a number. Like, it's hard. It is so hard, and you and in nonsense back and forth. I mean, you always move on the money. The problem is not moving on the money, because if you don't, you're being manipulated, and now your positions become, you know, meeting worthy the following week after the draft. How did you do this? Mm-hmm. I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? What, these guys bet it? What, they didn't know either, but they did know. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. Like right. You said, they're tweeting out final scores. There's people, for at least for games, that would bet the other way if you told them the final score, because they didn't believe who tweeted the final score. It's not like that in the draft with the big guys and the information. It's all information. It's the worst.
Yeah, it'd be funny, too. Like, yeah, like you said, Woj. Woj has the game tape from tonight, 110-100 final. People are like, that game's going way over. What an idiot that guy is. that's what it would be.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so – but I and sometimes maybe the reason it's like that is, again, to use that NBA example, Woj and Shams and Chris Haynes all tweet out the final score, but the local Celtics beat reporter actually has the real scoop that the game went over.
It's like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy might know something here. I mean, does he have 6,000 followers? He's subscribed to Twitter Blue. I mean, we might have to hear this guy out.
Yeah.
So like that's but here's the other thing that I can never get a read on, Dave. Like Panthers are on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Is the room right now rooting for someone? Are they? I don't even understand how they get in that kind of position. I feel like things are so priced out where I don't want to say it's a wash, but they did move CJ Stroud to like -350, right? So somebody's losing money somewhere.
Well, it's such a you don't get bets on the other side. A lot of this whole legalization thing has resulted in, like, there was always steam where people bet one thing and then you move the number and you had some followers bet it and then you could keep them off. With this draft stuff, they keep betting it. It's -120, you go to 250, they lay that. You go to 350, they lay that. You have to go to this absurd number, -1200, to just stop. Nobody bets the other guy. Nobody does. So you just manage the losses. It's a lose-lose situation for the book. You just try to lose as little as possible and wait for the NBA draft where you come in and do your thing like you did last year, and they were wrong, and everybody won except the rhombuses and the parallelograms.
It's so, again, like the fascinating thing about betting. And so I always, like anyone who listens to the show regularly knows, I give Donnie a ton of credit for being willing to lay juice. Because Donnie's very simple ideas. If I'm going to win, who the heck cares if it was -150? Like, what's the – like, I won my bet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where, again, if they're tweeting out final scores, who cares if it's -400? Like, that it doesn't matter. Like, that's a – it's a winning wager kind of thing. So I guess that's – is that, Dave, why they have to go up so high? Because at the end of the day, if Bryce is going one – because then you're probably getting bigger bets, right, on the big, big minus numbers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly the case. And just always think about this. And I got to go after this because I got to go do Bostonian versus the book. But when Floyd Mayweather fought Conor McGregor,
yeah,
that should have been -3,000, and it was -400.
Yeah.
If it's if you know the final, does it matter if it's -1200? -2,500. Yeah. Get as much money as you can and get on it because you know the answer. So
that's always the misconception. Yep.
Yeah.
Pros.
There's
pros don't lay juice.
What? Right? No. Stop. That's where people. This content space is getting too convoluted. It's okay to lay a number if you actually have the best of it, and I mean, in the draft case, you know the answer.
Yeah. It's truth, because if you're looking at a regular game and a game's about to go off with a heavy favorite, people just fire on the dog saying, maybe I get lucky. Who's firing Anthony Richardson to go #1 overall when you just heard he wasn't? That's where the books are making it back. We'll be right back right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're locked into the Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Ready to rock and roll here. By the way, Major League Baseball is underway. Top of the first inning, two outs, nobody on, Minnesota and Boston. Late yesterday, one of the few sides that I really take a look at, just liked the matchup yesterday with the Twins, who had Ryan on the mound, dominated Boston. We'll see if that continues today. But again, handicapping that game all the way through for today, didn't like it all that much. But if anything does change, we'll certainly keep the people involved. And by the way, we are two hockey guys and love to talk hockey, because you try to equate it where we're talking home teams. And if you're watching the NBA, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, if you were the home team, you won and you covered. That's eight straight games there that has happened. Now, does it always go that way? No, it doesn't. There's ebbs and flows. We get it. But in hockey, again, you have a lot of series here with game twos coming up. Home teams in must-win situations here across the board. It's fun to see it play out because the question gets asked a lot. Do you believe in, I think actually Gabe asked me this question too, is there ever a case where you say to yourself it's a must win? Well, theoretically, a must win would be like a game seven. Like, oh man, we lost, we went home, or an elimination game, you have to win or you go home. But there is something to be said about the playoffs, because you can't equate it, Kevin, to the regular season. Hey, must win in late January, Sixers Celtics, because they want to be able to beat the Celtics at least once. Okay, you might be able to buy in lightly to that. But in the playoffs, the Leafs lose tonight, just go home. The Devils lose tonight, just go home. The Avalanche lose to the Kraken, even though they're heavily favored to win that series, just go home. Same thing with the Golden Knights. You can't lose two games on your home ice and expect to win. Same thing in the NBA.
So it's so true. And I'm not trying to use this as an example of, oh, you're wrong. But there was a series, oh, man, at this point, 3 years ago. It was the year the Bucks won the title. And the Clippers and the Mavericks played in round one. It was Kawhi and PG against Luka. And the Clippers were the home team, and the Mavs won the first two games of the series. And it was like, oh my goodness, like this Clippers team is going to detonate on arrival. And then they won both games in Dallas. I was like,
yes.
All right, well, the Clippers are in firm control. Listen, whatever it was. And then they lost game five. I was like, what the hell is going on here? And then the Clippers won game six. Only road teams had won, and they protected home court in game seven. I don't bring that up to again say, oh, see, it can happen. I bring that up because I'll never forget that. I don't remember any other round one results that year except that result, because that doesn't happen. That does not happen. You do not go and win the first two games on the road and then just flip it around and hand it back. It's why we talked about yesterday being so important for Memphis, and why we both, not even talking to one another, thought Memphis would win that game. And it's why I said, because again, people are like, man, Miami's got to win. Giannis is out. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, Milwaukee cannot go down 0-2 in this series, and you were obviously all over the Bucks. So if you flip it to the ice, yesterday there were two teams that had lost the opening game at home. Both came back in game two, not just one, but did cover the puck line. Puck lines can more often than not introduce plus money. I don't think it's a bad idea if you today, I mean, because this doesn't happen. All four home teams are down 0-1 in the series right now. And to just go across the board, puck line, puck line, puck line, puck line, it to me makes sense. The results, obviously, we'll have to see.
Yes, I do want to see it play out, because I like mayhem a lot. I would love to see the Maple Leafs, you know, lose their first two home games after the struggle. And it's amplified in Canada. It's hockey. It's what they do. All they want to do is win. The Maple Leafs spend money as an organization. Toronto is a big city, big market with a lot of money to throw around. They have ultra-talented guys. And for some reason, they get to the playoffs, and they just can't compete. And it's got to dig at their crawls. Like, again, the Lightning are a very good franchise, but they're from Florida. Like, if you're from Canada and you're just sitting back watching on, these teams from, like, Florida are winning Stanley Cups. We eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff, and they just go out to the beach if they lose. Ah, no big deal. We lost, went out to the beach and had some fun. It's fun to see it play out and see what actually happens, but that's the way it is. And then again with the Boston Bruins. And I saw a great tweet yesterday from just a random person on Twitter. And it was basically saying, he was a Bruins fan going, Did we expect to go 16-0 in the playoffs? You're going to lose sometimes. And you have to put that into perspective, right? As dominant as the Bruins are and how many games they won, it's like, oh my gosh, they lost. That's unbelievable. Like, no, they're not going to go 4-0, 4-0, 4-0, 4-0 and win a Stanley Cup. It's not going to happen. But it is eye-opening to see, oh, look at that. Florida Panthers back to Florida. Home ice is now theirs. Can they capitalize? It is fun to watch it play out. And I was being honest when Dave was on the air. If the Flyers were a really good team, I actually would be caring a little bit more about hockey than basically is nil right now.
And I think that's reasonable, though, right? Like, you're, I definitely think there's something to the idea that I'm a LeBron fan because for so long, Donnie, that has kept me engaged all the way into the finals, right? Mm-hmm. And I know, yeah. Oh, that's being a front runner, but basketball is my favorite sport, right? It's just that it's how you stay engaged all the way through. You are more engaged when your team is involved, right? That's just the nature of these things there. You know, take Major League Baseball, right? For me, when the Yankees are out, like that next round of baseball, I'm like, I can't do this. I don't. And sometimes that's meant the World Series, but yeah. It's just when the Yankees drop, it's just, I don't know, man. I don't want to watch this anymore. And by that point, too, basketball's on, football's on, different things like that. I'm like, I'm good right now. I'm good.
By the way, NBA action. It's going to be really good tonight. I'm excited for it again. I don't know how much I'm going to catch out of the second games. Probably none. But I do like this stuff here. The Kings fans are fired up. And if you've watched any of the first two games, the Sacramento fans are really into it. It's fun. It's passion. That's why we like sports. That's why, like, when you watch your favorite team, even though you're at home in a playoff game, let's just say if the Flyers ever made the playoffs, or the 76ers are in the playoffs, or the Philadelphia Eagles, like this year, watching it along, you love to feel that excitement even on your couch as if you're watching in the ballpark cheering on your favorite team. The Kings have been going nuts. How about this, though? The Kings fans are warned that cowbells are not allowed in the Warriors arena. Like, I love the fact that these two teams are so close together. Now, granted, they're not technically close, as if it's the next town over, but it's not Boston versus L.A. Like, there'll be Kings fans in the building here trying to get off of what they like to do, which is ring cowbells. Uh-huh. Somebody, I need to see somebody sneak one of these in tonight. A couple
will.
Of them.
Someone
bing, 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 bing. Yeah.
There's no way those security guards care enough, are tight enough. And the thing is, there's probably going to be enough attempts at it that one or two will get in.
Yes.
It's inevitable. Now, will it be enough to hear? Probably not. Maybe someone will go viral, right? We know how that goes.
Where I'll Mark watch Jackson this guy will get, say it.
Mm-hmm. This guy's going to get kicked. Some guy's going to get kicked out of the game tonight for having a cowbell type of thing. But I think what you're seeing here is the potential start, maybe a little rivalry here. It depends how the rest of the series goes, right? But Sacramento being the team to knock out Golden State in round one.
Oh, good. Love it.
I mean, that's huge, right? Yeah. Like, Memphis kind of tried to become the Golden State rival. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that was just being competitive in last year's playoffs, right? That's who ultimately, I think, Golden State and Memphis played one another on Christmas. Right? But I think Steph missed the game, and you know how that stuff goes. So I just think Sacramento, though, actually eliminating them, especially in a 6 or 7 game series, next year you're going to be like, man, you know what? We might have to get Sacramento on Christmas. Right? And that's how you elevate. It's a little pro wrestling, right? That's how you elevate that next crop.
Now, how about this? You ready for this one? I'm going to read it through, and then I want your take. I don't care. He's old. You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game 4, game 5. He wanted to say something when I got my 4th foul. He should have been saying that earlier on. But I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
Okay. So a couple things with that. All right. Let's go through some layers of, for, I guess, the back notion there of I don't respect anyone until they give me 40. That is not a bar. You are a clown. You are a joke. You are awful. The idea that somebody gives you 30 and I'm like, that's not impressive. But here's the thing. When you give Dylan Brooks 30, it's not that impressive. I said this to somebody before. I don't know if I had mentioned it to you. I wish his comments weren't about LeBron because I know people are going to think that this is me being overly defensive about LeBron, and it's not that. It's not. Dylan Brooks is literally one of the worst players in the NBA. The only players that are worse are 19-year-old rookies. I'm dead serious. That's fact-based. You can look it up if you want. He is an atrocious basketball player. So we continue to give him this, because again, we're in this bizarre Conor McGregor copy phase of the NBA where for some reason we keep hearing from Dylan Brooks and Patrick Beverley, even though neither one of them deserve the amount of attention that we're giving them. I don't, if Torrey Craig tonight goes out and has another big game, like he should basically be like, yeah, like Kawhi's awful. He's only given me 38 and 31 and 34. And I don't know why he's even like, but Torrey Craig would never do that. Right.
Yeah.
He did say one thing that I actually thought was interesting, though. I expected him to do that in game 4 or 5. Is it basically, now again, he's like, oh, he waited until I had my 4th or 5th foul. Yeah, because you can't guard anybody. You're a bum. And Taylor Jenkins took you out. But I actually don't disagree in that LeBron, I thought, was trying to not yell at Dylan Brooks to not give in. And to some degree then for Brooks, I guess it worked. LeBron hit a couple buckets in a row. And then you can do the lip reading, Donnie. It's all over Twitter. He called him a bum. He called Dylan Brooks a bum. Because Dylan Brooks is a bum. But he's right. I thought LeBron probably responded a little earlier to Dylan Brooks than you would have thought.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in that series. But I think the Lakers are in a pretty good spot if we sit here today and say they got a split in Memphis, one of the tougher places in the NBA to win.
The toughest, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, they do need a win, the Lakers, in Game 3. And also, you know, the narrative, you can watch Sports Grid Network, you can watch ESPN, you can watch CBS, whoever. Big players need to step up in big games there, specifically in a game where if you go back to L.A., Kevin, and it's 2-0 Lakers, it's a big party crypto going like, just get one of two at home, and we're moving on, and let's get after it and try to win a championship. Anthony Davis had been playing so, so well. And then you watch the game last night and say, you don't say that. You just look at it and be like, I don't understand sometimes. Disengagement, not playing well, not being active scoring, because that's the game where you say, we just got up 1-0. Let's get after it and bust these guys and break their will. And he was nowhere to be found yesterday. Wasn't injured, just didn't play well. And that hurts sometimes.
Yeah, I had the LeBron Jokic boost last night, which was 20-plus points and 6-plus assists for each guy. So I
should have been an easy win. It was a great boost, by the way. Didn't win, but that's a good one.
Yeah, plus 250. You and I don't bet boosts anywhere near as much as we do, so it takes someone to get us involved, and that one was exactly that. But part of the problem for LeBron, I mean, he kept throwing the ball to Anthony Davis, and he looked like a goofball. Like, he couldn't, like, catch the ball and go up. He was horrendous offensively in the game. And the thing that's a little concerning in that way is AD had been much better, actually, in road games with LeBron than at home. So I don't know really what to expect back from him in LA. Like, I'm not going to be on AD props because I expect bigger games from LeBron. I think D'Lo will play much better. He's been much better home road splits at home. And just other role players typically step up, right? Your Malik Beasley's hit a couple threes. Vanderbilt's going to play well. So offensively, I'm not going to back, at least I don't think, AD in game 3.
Super boost on the DraftKings Sportsbook. Steph, Clay, and KD, 3 or more made threes each, boosted to plus 225. Steph and Clay are booked. Just worried about KD in that one. We'll talk about a lot of these and more. Come on back with us. It's Moneyline on a Thursday afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it. Quick segment here before we hit hour number 2 on Moneyline. Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM, channel 159. Let's find out where JP is going tonight in, I'm going to say, NBA action, because this probably is where he's going. JP, what did we do yesterday? What was it?
We laid the points with the Bucks.
All right, so we laid the points with the Bucks. Fantastic move. Loved every minute of it. We didn't need no Giannis last night. Easy dub. So tonight, NBA? Hockey? Where are we going? Because the Rangers are in effect tonight. That might cloud the vision.
I'm going to go with the side total in the NBA action tonight.
There we go. So side total. Sixers, 4.5 favorites against the Nets. Golden State, -6. And then Phoenix, -3.5. Is that up, by the way? That's up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That was
it is up.
This morning. When
there we go. Good.
You did the parlay.
Totals, except the Sixers.
I don't like
game.
The side total, though, here, though. Isn't it usually sides? Like, I don't want to spin my wheels trying to guess a side, then he's on an over or an under. Don't we get that clarification?
Yeah, but if I'm looking at the totals themselves, like, is it just like the Sixers Nets, you just go over because it's 209?
It's not.
Like, I don't think JP's taking a Kings Warriors over 2-4. Oh, it is a side. All right.
But Jay, he's bet totals before, but
Based on what he did yesterday, uh-huh. I'm going to stick with that MO. Because it wasn't a popular opinion. He'd be like, oh, Giannis isn't playing? Yeah, late at 8, late at 7, late at 6.
Mm-hmm.
There's a game out there that's pretty similar to that. Not to say a guy like Giannis is actually out, but a starter is suspended. And a game where one team beat the other team twice, and you go, okay, now they're favored by 6 points, talking about the Warriors here, when they're down 0-2 in the series. I think that's where he might be going in this.
Yeah, I know we do the guesses next segment, but I certainly think you are on the right track. I didn't see this yesterday. Usually, were the Lakers the popular side yesterday going into their game against Memphis? Do you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely they were. Once Ja was out, yeah. Oh, Lakers rolling. Sure.
Yeah, not surprised.
All right, hour number two coming up. Get your phone calls in, 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.